Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Derek, have you seen Gary anywhere?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Okay, well, it's a good thing Alex Wassel showed up. Gee whiz. Hey, welcome to the Drift Radio Show. Good afternoon. Saturday. You knew that already. It's 1 o'clock. You probably knew that, too. Unless you were listening on Spreaker, you know, SoundCloud, at thedailydrift.com, where we keep the audio archives of the show. And speaking of thedailydrift.com, that's where you need to go for, Alex,
for the news you need to know.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. So, welcome to the show. Once again, Alex Wassel is sitting in for me while I'm sitting in for Gary. And you need to find Alex Wassel on Facebook and friend him. He's a good guy. And so before we get started, I want to tell you about one of our advertisers in the Current newspaper. It's Sutton Barn at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. This is where you need to be going to hold your next event. You want to impress your friends. You just want to have a good experience, have nothing go wrong, have everything go well, not have to do a lot of work yourself, setting up that tent, putting out the chairs, you know, worrying about the catering and all that. No, let Sutton Barn do that for you. That's what they're good at, and it's a wonderful experience there. They've got a rustic appearance there. They got the Stone Cellar Patio, the Pavilion Park. They've even got the golf course there that they're part of. So if you want golfing to be part of your outing, then do that. When you want to get out for a reception, wedding reception, business luncheon, a corporate dinner, you need to do something with a bunch of people and have it be a nice experience, you need to go to the Sutton Barn at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. That's at 6484 Sutton Road, Whitmore Lake, Michigan. And you can call them at 734-662-5144. That's 734-662-5144. That's suttonbarn.com. It's another place you can go. Or if you forget all that, just remember anything we talk about is usually on thedailydrift.com or at Current Online, CourantOnline.com. So, excellent. Alex, welcome back. You got a lot of positive likes the last time you were on here, and Gary thought so too, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to helping you out, Ed. We've known each other for a long time, and I think we get along pretty well, and we're basically on the same page of the hymn book here.
Yeah, excellent. And that would be the right side of the hymn book, right? The right side of the hymn book.
Yes, the correct side.
Okay. Well, speaking of sides, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was, well, we talk about the news that you find on thedailydrift.com. That's one of the givens here. And we have a number of articles that actually fed into this theme I wanted to talk about today. And that is the Civil War that we currently find ourselves in. And I thought about this, Alex. Actually, I came up with this theme sort of in an offhand way the last time you were on air. So it's not like I'm just constantly on this or, you know, harping on it. And should you have any, as a listener in the audience, should you have any comments concerning the topic that we're discussing, then please feel free to call in 734-822-1600. Remember, we're on Wham 1600 here, which might soon be also Wham 82.1 or Wham 93.4. Who knows? We're going to be FM soon. But, you know, there's more to go on that. And before that can be fully implemented, we need to keep contributing. Alex, you said you were pumping some money in this today. Am I putting you on the line?
Well, you said I couldn't come on unless I donated.
Well, you didn't have to tell everybody that, but if Theron heard that, that would be fine. Yeah. So, yeah, you're a grand contributor. You're joining the rest of us in supporting the GoFundMe. You go to GoFundMe.com, and you search for Wham, and you pitch in some money to get the message out.
Well, I think it's really important that people do contribute because this station provides a great service of giving news and information from the conservative, or shall I say, the correct side.
Yes, yeah. The right side.
The right side of the issues, and hopefully we'll help people understand the issues better.
Speaking of a venue for people to speak on issues, we got Joe from Wyandotte. Let's hear from Joe. Derek, would you let us hear from Joe? You know, I like to hang up. I don't like to, but I end up hanging up on Joe.
Yes, you do, and I'm certainly not convinced it's accidental.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to talk about modern Civil War, but I wanted to touch on real quick the last Trump press conference with the angel parents.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's going to fit in with the last half of our show, but you just go ahead, right ahead, and jump to the head of the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, usually we are on the same page, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. So,
but that was very good, and I was actually surprised. I clicked over to CNN and MSNBC to see if they were carrying it, and they were. Real surprising. And, you know, just take Trump out of the equation. Because there are people, of course, who just love Trump or people who hate Trump. But if we could put that press conference, editing him out in front of people, people really need to hear what those people had to say. And several of them were legal immigrants themselves, and their children were killed by illegal immigrants.
Tell us who the angel moms are. Say something quick about define the angel moms for our audience.
Yeah, angel moms or angel parents is the term that's been given to families who have had illegal aliens kill or maim or wound or whatever, usually mainly killed one of their family members.
Separating them from their family members is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A permanent separation.
Yes.
As the one guy said, I have to visit my son at the cemetery. That's how separated I am.
Mm-hmm. Like Kate Steinle's law. Yep, that hasn't happened. Yeah.
Exactly. And a woman from Guatemala also legally immigrated, her child killed by an illegal.
Joe, did you have anything particularly you wanted to say about that? Like I said, there was an audio clip of the Angel Moms that I actually left out because I got so much audio today that I left that out. But go ahead and say what you wanted to say about this.
Well, if people get a chance, if you go to YouTube, the White House channel, you can find that press conference if you didn't see it yourself because it was on at like 2 in the afternoon. A lot of people didn't see it. You really need to see it and hear what these people had to say. Like you said, they are permanently separated from their children. And what about their kids' dreams?
Okay. Yep. I did see some of that. I saw a clip of one of the Angel Moms at a press conference with Trump. There was a clip, and she was speaking out, and it was very good. And that's the clip I had hoped to play, but I didn't have time for it.
You know, like Debbie Stabenow, stop protecting illegals. How about time to start protecting American citizens? Stabenow has to go.
She has to go. Yes, absolutely. We're all agreed there.
My friends, love you.
Hey, love you too, Joe. Thanks for calling in. Talk to you later. So, like Joe, you can call in with your opinion, your wisdom, your insight. That's 734-822-1600. 1600, that's sort of like the AM frequency we're on, right? Wow, I just put that together. All right, folks, so we're going to listen right now to a clip from Milt Logically Speaking. if you listen to the Abolitionist Roundtable in the morning, you will hear clips from Milt, logically speaking. But I want to replay this real quick. Derek?
I'm Milt, and this is Logically Speaking Uncensored. Diversity is not our strength. It is our destruction. The most important word in the naming of the United States is united. Prioritizing this word was no accident, because the founding fathers knew that a divided people or nation could not stand. Diversity means to divide, segregate, and separate. It is obvious that a divided nation is a weak nation. However, those seeking the destruction of the United States promote diversity as our strength. On November 19, 1863, in his Gettysburg Address, when he said, 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great tasks remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we hear how it resolved that these dead should not have died in vain, that this nation under God should have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, should not perish from the earth. I am Milt, logically speaking, uncensored, saying, think about it.
I was surprised when I heard that this morning, because it fed right into the theme that I had for the show today, which is the fact that we are in the middle of a civil war. Now, a while back in January, a guy named Jeff Greenfield spoke on the modern civil war. And Alex is going to read this to us, a brief excerpt from his speech.
Okay. How does civil wars happen? Two or more sides disagree on who runs the country, and they can't settle the question through elections because they don't even agree that elections are how you decide who's in charge. That's the basic issue here. Who decides who runs the country? When you hate each other but accept the elections results, you have a country. When you stop accepting election results, you have a countdown to civil war. The Mueller investigation is about removing President Trump from office and overturning the results of an election. We all know that. But it's not the first time they've done this. The first time a Republican president was elected this century, they said he didn't really win. The Supreme Court gave him the election. There's a pattern here. What do sure odds of the Democrats rejecting the next Republican president really mean? It means they don't accept the results of any election that they don't win. It means they don't believe that transfers of power in this country are determined by elections. And that is civil war.
Yeah. And I apologize, there was a typo in there, and you got stuck by it, and it wasn't the way you read. And I like your stentorian voice. You belong in the Senate.
Well, thank you.
As an orator. So that's a civil war. Well, what do you do in a civil war? So you got a civil war, and two sides are fighting each other. The goal is to take the Capitol, right? Well, November 8th, was it, 2016? We took the Capitol.
Amen.
We took the Capitol. However, there are some insurgents holding out. There are people who are wanting to hold on to the power and resist the takeover of the Capitol. And I think that's how we need to phrase this, how we need to, what's the word? I don't know, it's a word. But yeah. We need to show this in such a way that it's not just the swamp. It's not just a bunch of people resistant to Donald Trump as president. They are resistant to us who elected Donald Trump as president. And they somehow or other think that they're the majority because the majority of the media supports that position, them. But what we face right now is a civil war and control of the Capitol and control of the government. And as you just read, Alex, one way that they want to take back control of the Capitol is by voiding the election. So one way you can do it is to – were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
No, I would say one way to do it is simply to try to ignore the results of the election, try to impede the duly elected president and everything that he tries to accomplish for our country.
Like a holding action?
Yeah, it's a holding
action. Until they can win the next one?
But more than anything, it's they're opposed to the electoral process.
Yeah.
The idea that we can peacefully go to the polls in November, elect our representatives and our president, and actually have our agenda promoted and worked on. That's what they're opposing. That's what they're trying to resist. And that's what's a terrible thing. It might lead to civil conflict.
Well, folks, if you have any opinions on this, once again, please call in 734-822-1600 and give us your comment on this. Hey, the only way you're going to be heard on the radio is if you call into the radio and comment. And we're friendly here. We will not take your head off. We will not try to make you look like a fool. I do that enough myself, so I know what it feels like. So one thing that you want to do if you want to take over the government like you were saying, Alex, was you important by voters. On the Daily Drift on Wednesday, there was an article, 13 Border Facts That the Media Won't Tell You. And, well, you know, Trump's enforcing the laws, right? And he's you got the immigration story going on right now. And what's the left want? The left wants executive orders. Chuck Schumer wants Trump to take out a pen. Why? Because of all things, and the Dems were willing to do this for Obama, give up all of the constitutional powers that they had in the Senate, Congress, and give them up to Obama. Now, of all things, Schumer, who's been resisting Trump, wants Trump to pull out his pen and his phone and override Congress and override the laws that they enacted that actually forced Trump to do what he's doing if he were going to enforce the law. Hey, we got Gary from Hazel Park. Derek, would you bring Gary on? Thank you, Gary. Hey, buddy.
Hey, brother. Hey, you know, this civil war that we're engaged in, this civil war has been going on since the founding. The Democrats were founded by the loyalists who wanted to stay true to King George. So there's no start time for the Civil War except for 1776. And what they've been able to do over the centuries now is gain power, gain momentum, change their philosophy a little bit. Now they're Marxists and Leninists and those types of folks. But they are in command of the White House, not necessarily all of the White House, but of Washington. They control just about every aspect of Washington. Nothing in Washington functions the way it's supposed to be because it's been corrupted over the last century or so. And I want to give a shout-out to the boys down on the line, the guys holding the line. That's the ISIS guys and the Border Patrol and the Sheriff's Department
mm-hmm.
who are on a daily basis going out there every day defending the border, defending our sovereignty to keep us safe from this invasion of illegal aliens that are being sponsored by the Democrat Party, who are out to destroy this country because they hate us more than they hate anything else right now. They want to destroy the conservative movement, the what's part of the Republican Party that is still conservative. They want to crush us so they have no opposition so they can turn this United States into a Marxist society. And we have to stop them, like you're saying, because it's our duty. It's our job. It's what we were born for because we are free Americans standing our ground to remain free and with liberty.
Some of us swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. That was not a revocable oath. There was no time limit on that oath. And Go ahead.
And most of those people are in Congress also. Those people all swore oaths to do the exact same thing that you and I swore an oath for. And they are oath breakers. Therefore, they are worthy of our contempt and disgust.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about guns. And hey, maybe we'll get some calls. Dick always gets calls when he talks guns and not politics. So maybe we'll get some calls. But basically, the point was they were talking about how they want to restrict our gun laws. There's a good reason. They want to disarm the population. So when they want to do the full takeover, they don't want any resistance. And yet, gun sales are going through the roof.
And that's a glorious thing.
I'm sorry, say it again?
That's a glorious thing.
Oh, yeah, that yeah.
That means we're still alive and whether to fight.
Yep.
And the NRA has got a 6,000% increase in donations and people joining the NRA. And all the other affiliated organizations that are pro-gun. Everybody's running out and getting their weapons. And in about a year, I'll be getting mine.
Now, I'm sorry, I wasn't going to suggest something to you, but let me put it to you this way. They talk about gun registration, and they talk about gun control. And what people don't know is how many unregistered weapons there are in this country. And there are more happening every day. There's a legal concept called 80%, whereas if you buy an 80% completed armament, weapon, gun, pistol, rifle, and you perform the last 20% of work on that, say you buy an 80% lower for an AR-15, there is no government restriction. It gets sent right to your house. There's no FFL, there's no going to a gun store, there's no signing any documents. Nobody knows about it except the guy you bought it from. And people are buying these 5 and 10 at a time. And you buy a router, and you buy a jig, and then you basically do 20% of the milling on this aluminum, drill a few holes, put a few pins in, buy the upper, buy the barrel, which is all unrestricted. And at the end of the day, you have a gun that is fully legal. There's nothing anybody can say to you about, oh, you have an unregistered gun.
Wow. That's
yeah.
news to me, but I think that's beautiful because that's how we're going to arm our militia.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, it's no longer Molon Lobby where it's come and take them. Now it's come and find them. You know?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. So thanks for calling, Gary. Was there anything else you had?
Just keep fighting, gentlemen. The battle is at hand, and it's up to us to hold the line and keep up the good work, because our country needs us. We are the Sons of Liberty. It is us.
My brother in arms. All right, great. Thanks for calling in, Gary. Talk to you later.
All right.
All righty. Well, Alex, you got anything along those lines?
Well, I'd just like to point out that the Congressional Oath of Office people swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And part of the Constitution is the Second Amendment, and also the First, the free speech and the right to
assemble,
and then the second is the right to bear arms.
And our religious rights too. We don't have to bake a cake if we don't want to.
That is also true. But the point is that many in Congress and in the Senate have forgotten that oath, the oath to the Constitution of the United States of America. So when they say, oh, let's do away with free speech rights or try to regulate them or the same thing with Second Amendment rights, then they're violating that oath, and I think they should be removed from office.
If you malfeasance.
Can't, yes. If they can't do it through the rules of the Senate and the Congress, then it's up to us voters to do it for them.
I like that idea. What term limitations by voting them out? It's right within our reach. We don't need a term limitation law. We have the vote.
That's right. And 2018 is our chance to renew our faith in the Constitution and to throw those rascals out.
The red wave. Do you think there's going to be a blue wave or a red wave?
I think it's going to be close, but I do think that the Trump supporters and the people that support what's going on now, the improving economy, and all the other gains that Trump has made for us will show up. They will vote en masse, and there won't be a blue wave.
Excellent, excellent. On that note, We're going to take the hard break at the bottom of the hour, listen to some commercials, listen to some news, and then come on back. And you can call in now and wait on hold if you'd like, 734-822-1600. Talk to you soon.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Democrats call for greater cooperation when it comes to immigration reform.
We are calling on him to resolve many other problems his executive order created. And we are calling on his administration to stop its sabotage of our healthcare system and work with us on a bipartisan basis to protect and improve it.
Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono on the weekly address. A member of the House Judiciary Committee weighs in on Friday's subpoena of FBI agent Peter Strzok, who faces deposition Wednesday over his part in the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
I think that the inspector general interviewed him and found him not to be credible in a number of different ways. And so I think he's walking into a buzzsaw because his conduct in this Trump-Russia investigation and in the Hillary investigation was connected to his anti-Trump, pro-Hillary bias.
Florida GOP Representative Ron DeSantis. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding, and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do, and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here, and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
An American soldier. They could be your neighbor, your coworker, a loved one. They could be homeless. The Fallen and Wounded Soldier Fund is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that supports Michigan-based soldiers who have protected and served our country. They help injured soldiers pay their living expenses and provide assistance to the families of the fallen. Make a direct and positive impact on the lives of our hero soldiers and their families. Support the FWSF. Visit their website at fwsf.org today.
The Firing Line Gun Range and Gun Shop supports wounded warriors.
Greasy skillet, greasy skillet, greasy skillet.
Howdy, dear hearts. This is Radio John D., and I'd be mightily obliged to you for tuning in to my show, Greasy Skillet. We'll take the first exit off that top 40 interstate in favor of the two lanes, back roads, wagon ruts, and dog trots in search of the forgotten and overlooked roots music of America and beyond. Bring along the whole family and stay a spell, won't you?
Greasy Skillet, Saturday nights at 8 on Wham!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Our Drift. Gary's off today. He's enjoying some Florida weather in the middle of warm Michigan weather. And then today we have Alex Wassel joining us in studio. He's helping out, trying to keep it interesting. And before we carry on with our discussion, I would love to promote to you the concept of visiting specialty growers. Go out to see specialty growers in Howell. I mean, they have perennials, wildflowers, annuals, herbs, veggies. They have open houses. You need to visit their website at speciallygrowers.net to get more information about calendar events and the like. You can call them also. You can call them at 517 646-7742. And, you know, tell them you heard it on The Drift. Tell them you read it in the current newspaper. The current newspaper is a newspaper that I publish. I took it over from Gary. And we need to encourage our advertisers that you are actually taking advantage of the information we give you about them so that they will continue to advertise, so we continue to publish, and then we continue to put in all the great content, the Wham! Newspaper pages, the Dick Kupke. I was just talking to him about whether his article is going to be in the Current this month or not, and I guarantee you it will be, and one way or the other. And there's the other contributors that we have, all these great contributors that Julian on the music scene, and then the Keist on the gardening. I mean, it's really good stuff that, you know, you can take advantage of. And you can go back in the archives. There's the Social Security articles that are in there. You can go back and check all that information that's there at currentonline.com. And it's all free. I don't charge a penny for it. So you can contribute by supporting the advertisers. Specialty Growers is one of them. Diggett Services is another. Mike Kuzma, man, he's a great guy. He's got an excavation service. He's got a mini excavator. He's got skid steers. He's got the stuff to do the landscaping job you need, the digging, the septic field, getting a foundation up, pulling a stump out. I mean, this guy can do it for you. He can dig it. Dig it? So call Mike Kuzma at Diggett Services. That's 248-789-7619. Once more, that's 248-789-7619. And we're back with Alex Wassel doing the bulk of the show.
Good to be back.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Civil War, in case you weren't paying attention, or, you know, you're like me, you have a short-term memory loss. And so one of the ways of trying to fight the battle is to demonize the enemy, okay? So you could demonize them, call them the bad guys, unredeemable. What did Hillary call us?
Deplorable.
Deplorables, yes. We're in that basket. And that's just the start of it. That's just the start of it. Now, on Saturday today, in the Daily Drift, there's a link to Joe Scarborough, Trump using rhetoric out of Hitler's playbook, openly bigoted against anyone not white and rich. Now, you have got to be kidding me. You know, it's just like, which Trump is he speaking of?
Is he speaking about the Trump that has produced record low levels of unemployment in the black community?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the Trump that's helped out West Virginia coal miners?
Yeah, Diamond and Silk. You know, right. You know,
it's amazing they make these claims, but the bigger the lie, and the many times they repeat it, that's right out of a Nazi Hitler's playbook. It's not out of Trump's.
Now, Tucker Carlson played something that Donnie Deutsch said about Trump supporters. And Derek, if you would play the Deutsch Trump supporters or Nazis track, please.
Let them in or they will kill you. Excellent argument. Also on MSNBC, commentator Donnie Deutsch declared that every Trump voter, every single one of them, all 63 million, is a Nazi. Watch.
We can no longer say Trump's the bad guy. If you vote for Trump, you're the bad guy. Mm-hmm. If you vote for Trump, are ripping children from parents' arms. If you vote for Trump, then you, the voter, you, not Donald Trump, are standing at the border like Nazis, going, you here, you here.
So where is this going? You know exactly where it's going. If you really believed Nazis were taking over your country, what wouldn't you do to them? You would fight them. You'd have a moral obligation to. Anyone who tells you your political opponents in this country, American citizens, are Nazis, is pushing us toward violence, obviously.
You know, there's a concept called, reaction formation, but I don't think that's the one I'm thinking of. It's when you put your views onto somebody else. And I've used a term on the radio today, and it starts with a P, and I can't remember whatsoever. But basically where you are putting how you believe. Like when you say, everybody's a thief. Everybody's a liar. You know, basically it tells me about you. Yep, you're a thief, you're a liar. I'm watching out for you.
I think the term is lying.
Yeah, that's true. So basically when these guys call us Nazis, I believe it's because of, the National Socialist Party?
The National Socialist Workers' Party.
Yeah, oh, well, there too. Yeah, exactly. And so, let's see, that sounds like the Democratic National Socialist Workers' Party to me. So, yeah, I mean, these guys are putting their own self-image on us, projection. That's the word. Right. They're projecting it on us. And, really, like Tucker says, how far is that going to go? And this is a meme that's been carried over by a number of people. Like that was Donnie Deutsch, you know, geez, big deal. Who is he? But he's a big shot with the Dems, you know, with MSNBC. And then you've got, once again, as we pointed out in the Daily Drift today, Joe Scarborough, MSNBC, saying that, you know, Trump is right out of Hitler's playbook. This is getting ridiculous because when they demonize us, what do they expect to happen? How far are they? I didn't notice Trump was putting anybody in gas ovens yet. Have you? And nobody taught me how to do the salute properly either.
Right. No, they're lying about Trump supporters and patriots in this country. What we want is a good lifestyle for everybody, for all the citizens of this country. Now, if you're not a citizen of this country, then you're going to have to come here legally, illegally. Yeah, and what the Dems want is they've gone through their voting bases. They've alienated workers. Now they're alienating the black community. You know, so they're running out of people to vote for them. So what they're getting now is, well, we got to import more. So that's what this latest quote unquote immigration scandal is all about. If they voted Republican, I guarantee you they would be laying the bricks for the wall right now.
Well, you know what? Let's go back to immigration. Derek, would you play this, the Cruz catch and release audio, please? This is Ted Cruz speaking.
I believe we can do two things at once. We can detain those who are here illegally and enforce the law, and we can simultaneously keep families together. All of us are horrified at the images we're seeing. We're seeing little boys, little girls pulled away from their mothers and fathers. You know, a number of us have been talking about this issue for a long time. This is not a new issue. Back in 2013, 2014, I visited detention camps in my home state of Texas that the Obama administration had set up to house children, to house little girls and little boys who had come here illegally. It is one of the real tragedies of illegal immigration that kids are often the greatest victims. We can stop this. So the legislation that I'm filing this week would prohibit separating families, would mandate that kids should stay with their parents. Now, a number of congressional Democrats have a proposal to do that as well, but the Democrats' proposal, the way they want to do this, is return to catch and release. Their solution is, whenever anyone is apprehended, just release them. Well, that's true. It keeps the families together, but it doesn't enforce our immigration laws, and even more importantly, it incentivizes more illegal immigrants.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is they want to incentivize more people coming in. This is why they want to look, Trump has been proposing, and the Republicans have been proposing laws last week, in fact. You know, and if they don't include citizenship, the Dems will not sign on. So it's not about, whether it's mistreatment. It's not about whether it's any kind of horrible experience that these kids are facing. No, it's, are they going to be Democratic voters or not? Voter replacement. My friend Jay Poplar just texted me about that. It's, you know, and that's one of the issues we were talking about last half hour. If you can't take over the government one way, if you can't take over the Capitol one way, then replace the voters or outnumber them. Swell your own party's ranks by bringing more people in. Now, if you remember, the Democrats, going back to the Revolutionary War, the Democrats were trying to keep the voter base down by doing the three-fifths law? Remember they said
something like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, basically they said, "Oh, slaves."
Well, that was representation.
That was representation, but it's still right. Representation in Congress.
Right.
So if you say, "Well, they don't count as people," you know, except they count as a portion. And this was Democrats, folks, Democrats that were trying to right. trying to hold down the influence of non-slave holding people's sway in the government, because this battle was going on right from the beginning, as Gary was saying. So one way is, how do you represent the people, you know, in Congress? And you do that through these census laws, where if you don't declare whether or not a person who's being counted in the census is a citizen or not, then all of a sudden representation for a district becomes enhanced, especially if it's a Democratic district. Now, sure. All of a sudden, there are more districts that are being represented by probably even by illegal voters. But the people don't even have to vote. It's just that state.
The census, yeah.
California gets more representatives in Congress because all these illegal immigrants
are counted.
You know, and we're being robbed. I think Gruber was talking about this a week or two ago. He was actually had firm numbers on this, you know, like how Michigan is getting cheated. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's so unfair for people to bypass our immigration laws. You know, it's a slap in the face of everyone who came here legally, from my grandparents to current legal immigrants. I mean, if you stand in line, you do the process, you do everything that's necessary, you wait your turn, and somebody jumps in front of your line, the line in front of you, because they illegally cross a border. That is wrong. That's bypassing the rules of this country, and all that is anarchy.
You're in line. You're in line at the bank, and somebody cuts in front of you. What do?
I complain loudly.
Yeah, you complain loudly. You may even threaten them. Hey, stop it. Get out of here, unless they're much bigger than you. You know, in which case right. You say, sir, yeah. I think I was here first. But the point is that when this happens the way it's happening now with our immigration system, you don't even see the guy that cut in front of you. You can't complain to him and say, hey, clown, get out of my way. I was here first. You can't. You have no recourse except through voting. And you don't get to vote yet.
Right, right. Also, a lot of the immigration laws and the things that Trump are trying to propose to secure our border are being thwarted by, like, the Ninth District Court. So,
Ninth Circuit Court. Yeah.
Circuit Court. Okay, sorry, Circuit Court.
Circus.
Circus. But the idea is we're it's still a slap in the face of the voters, the citizens of our country, when our tax dollars are used for non-citizens, we all lose. You know, if the poor districts in, we'll say, West Virginia or Indiana or even Michigan, they lose access to those funds that they could build better roads, improve their schools, their water systems, all that stuff.
Their congressional power is diluted.
Right.
Yep.
Same thing if you're a taxpayer in a school district. Guess what? You're paying for the illegal alien students' education, too. That money could have been put into your students.
Yeah.
Your friends, your family, your own kids, and we could be a better country for it.
Well, let's see what Ken from Livonia has to say about this. Derek, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment. You're talking about the Civil War. And the perspective that I have, and I've learned this from my Bible studies, I've learned this from the church, and that is our perspective is that there is supposed to be a civil war, an earthly war, that will rage between the Christians and the non-believers until the end of the earthly time. And this is a war led by the devil and his followers, and that ultimately, as far as the earthly war goes, we are destined to lose. But we Christians have already won the war over life and death. That we Christians, through faith in Christ, shall be saved. And see, this is why I'm not a Protestant or a Roman Catholic. And that is, I understand that God has told me yes, there will be a war. Yes, you Christians will lose the earthly war. Yet, I look at the Protestants and the Catholics, and they have this idea that we are supposed to win, contrary to Scripture, the earthly war.
So, I take a little bit of issue with that. I understand that the end time battle, yeah, that's the Antichrist is going to come up, and he's going to establish this worldwide kingdom. But we have to look historically. Christians have done a lot, have taken a lot, and for instance, our forefathers, if not Christians, they were certainly Christian influenced, like a lot of people in the conservative movement today. They're not necessarily Christians, but they're conservative influence. Gary, who called earlier, is not a Christian, but he's all pro-Christian. Now, is he a brother in the Lord? No, by his own admission. Is he my brother in arms? Yes. And is there a battle that he will join with us and that we will use to protect the culture in such a way that we can promote the gospel, so that we can tell other people about Jesus Christ, and so that we're not silenced, so that we don't have to bake a cake for somebody we don't want to bake a cake to because we don't want to put our signature on their, affirm their activity that we don't find scriptural. Follow me?
This is where we have a difference of a view. So we believe that we are in the end of the end times. We believe we are in what we call Satan's little season, and that there's no way, Jose, there's not a chance in Hades of us changing the direction from where we're standing now in history.
Okay,
Ken, going back.
Ken, now we're getting into a theological, exegetical, what's the word for end time prophecy? I can't remember now, but that's the word.
Right.
So, I really don't want to get into that right now, but I understand your point. I totally understand your point. And, I'm thinking of the verse that says, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers in the air. There's a spiritual side to this conflict also. But I think that we have to be salt, and we have to maintain our culture to the best of our abilities. So I appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk to you next week probably.
Take care.
Thanks. Okay. All right, let's talk to Tom from Detroit. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I was about Trump. InfoWars is reporting that, according to their sources, that Trump is probably not going to be running for a second term. That he wants to retire. He wants to get everything going. And here's your 5% growth. And and then he's just gonna
go out on a high note. Yeah, go out on a high note, because usually the second 4 years is usually where you go into a slump, So, yeah, I wouldn't blame him. So who would be next after that in the primaries? Well, I think Mike Pence has a good kick at it.
Right, but I think it's still premature.
Yeah.
Let's work on 2018, and then we'll worry about 2020 down the road.
Yeah.
I think right now Trump's done enough to ensure his reelection in 2020.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's going to wash up the pig and put lipstick and everything on it and then walk away. And how long is it going to take for that pig to be back in the mud,
If the Democrats get control of Congress, the pig will be back there sooner than later.
Well, once again, it's a battle for the Capitol. It's in a civil war. It's a battle for the Capitol. And it's a struggle. It's going to be an ongoing struggle. Trump was not the guy. Theron says this all the time. We got to continue the battle. Trump will not be there. Even if Trump was there for 8 years, he wouldn't be there for 12 by law. So, it's a battle we've got to keep fighting. Is there anything else, Tom?
Well, I was just going to say, he's been a help, and it'll remain a lot of the things that he's doing, just people seeing that he's a guy who's not going to back down. He's not going to go with the politically correct, and he seems to come out on head, come out on top most of the time by sticking to his guns. There's others that will try to imitate that style, and I think that's going to cause problems because I think basically Trump is a good guy, and he's basically in it for the country, for the the benefit of the free man.
Wait a minute. And you don't think that he's there to enrich his wealthy friends and to put down the
Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. But that's not the way the media is portraying him, right? I mean, it's everything is like Trump's a Nazi, Trump is evil. It's what we were describing earlier. Yeah. It's go ahead.
Well, I think
it's becoming so obvious. It's it's a real lesson for a lot of anybody now can look and at the media and say, wait a minute, there is something wrong here.
Well, Alex, give me 1 second to ask Tom something.
Sure.
Do you think that there's going to be a big swing in 2018 that we are not really expect? Well, maybe you're expecting it. Maybe I'm expecting it. But because of people being exposed to the lies and hypocrisy of the left, a lot of independents are going to say, wait a minute, you've been lying to me left and right.
I think the red is going to come out ahead, but I don't think it's going to be a landslide. I think there's a lot of people that are just, they're uninformed and they're just going with the emotional turmoil.
Okay. Alex, was there something you wanted to say?
Well, I think we're definitely in a cultural war, and that's going to last for a long time. And the globalist news jihad continues daily. But I think people of good merit will see that we can't go to the corporate media for independent or fair news. So we find our own sources. We listen to shows like this. We talk to one another. And I think there's going to be a growing consensus that we're on the right track and to keep that track going in 2018.
One thing I was thinking of that we haven't touched on yet, and we don't have time to now. Man, I overproduced this show. I worked hard to come up with all these audio clips and,
great job.
Yeah, thanks. Like anybody else, It's lots of leftover material. Dick runs into that week after week on Trigger Talk, too. He says, so basically, we got the Jim Jordan and IG Horowitz audio we would have played. We've got the Gowdy and Horowitz. But the point is that, Tom, don't you think that the organs that are supposed to protect us, they can't even be trusted anymore, the FBI?
Exactly, yeah. And that's becoming obvious to everyone that, this government is supposed to be, not supposed to be top-down rule. It's supposed to be from the bottom up.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, Tom, I'm going to try and get Elaine. She's got a call in here, Elaine from Ypsilanti. So let's hear what she has to say in the last few minutes, okay? Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I heard you, Alex, talk about Trump was considering not running.
However, I'm sorry, one thing, that was Tom who said that.
Like a couple months ago, it was announced, and I think Jerome mentioned it, I'm not sure. Anyhow, he's filed the papers for re-election and designated the guy that helped him in the last election, and he's
his campaign manager.
A campaign manager, but he's excellent. He's expert in the field that he needs to have for publicity for the campaign.
Good point.
That's all I can say. Maybe he's changed his mind, but
Good point.
It's been, like you said, I'm not going to repeat myself.
Alex, is there anything you'd like to say about what Elaine just said?
Well, I think she's right on the money, except I didn't say Trump wasn't going to run in 2020. That was the caller.
Yeah, I know. And okay. I also heard Alex Jones say that last night from his sources.
Oh, other Alex. Got it. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they get confused a lot. Hey, we got to go. Thanks for calling in, Elaine. Hopefully we'll hear from you next week. All right?
Thank you.
And the rest of you who are listening today, we thank you for your support. And don't forget to GoFundMe for the FM tower. And Alex, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Derek, thank you very much for your excellent production work. Thank you very much. He's nodding his head. Thank you to me. Excellent. You guys have a great day, great week. We'll see you next Saturday.